Of course that's not right. Well, hey there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we'll read the entire Bible in a year, and I'm so glad you're with me today. This is Poetry Thursday. We'll read Job chapter 9 and 10, and I'm calling today's episode, Job Responds. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we open your word today, we ask that you teach us. May the Holy Spirit speak to our heart and our mind. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's begin. Job chapter 9. Then Job replied to his friends, "Yes, I know that this is true, but how can a mortal be declared righteous to God? If he wished to debate with God, he wouldn't be able to answer one question in a thousand. God is wise in heart and mighty in power. Who could oppose him and win? He moves mountains without their knowing it, and he topples them in his anger. He shakes the earth from its place, and its pillars tremble. He commands the sun not to rise. He doesn't let the stars come out. He stretches out the heavens by himself and walks on the waves of the sea. He made the constellations Ursa Major, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the clusters of stars in the south. He does great things that are unsearchable, and miracles that cannot be numbered. He passes alongside of me, and I don't even see him. He goes past me, and I don't even notice him. He takes something away, but who can stop him? Who is going to ask him, 'What are you doing?' God does not hold back his anger. Even Rahab's helpers bow humbly in front of him. How can I possibly answer God? How can I find the right words to speak with him? Even if I were right, I could not answer him. I would have to plead for mercy from my judge. If I cried out and he answered me, I do not believe that he would listen to me. He would knock me down with a storm and bruise me without a reason. He would not let me catch my breath. He fills me with bitterness. If it is a matter of strength, then he is the mighty one. If it is about justice, who will charge me with a crime? If I am righteous, my own mouth would condemn me. It would declare that I am corrupt, even if I am a man of integrity. If I am a man of integrity, I have no way of knowing it. I hate my life. It is all the same. That is why I say, he destroys both the man of integrity and the wicked. When a sudden disaster brings death, he makes fun of the despair of innocent people. The earth is handed over to the wicked. He covers the faces of its judges. If he isn't the one doing this, who is? My days go by more quickly than a runner. They sprint away. They don't see anything good. They pass by quickly like boats made from reeds, like an eagle swooping down on its prey. Even if I say, I will forget my complaining, I will change my expression and smile, I still dread everything I must suffer. I know that you won't declare me innocent. I've already been found guilty. Why should I work so hard for nothing? If I wash myself with lye soap and cleanse my hands with bleach, then you would plunge me into a muddy pit, and my own clothes would find me disgusting. A human like me cannot answer God. Let's take our case to court. There is no mediator between us to put his hand on both of us. God should take his rod away from me, and he should not terrify me. Then I would speak and not be afraid of him. But I know that I am not like that." Job chapter 10. I hate my life. I will freely express my complaint. I will speak as bitterly as I feel. I will say to God, "Don't condemn me. Let me know why you're quarreling with me. What do you gain by mistreating me, by rejecting the work of your hands while you favor the plans of the wicked? Do you actually have human eyes? Do you see as a mortal sees? Are your days like a mortal's days? Are your years like a human's years? Is that why you look for guilt in me and search for sin in me? You know I'm not guilty, but there is no one to rescue me from your hands. Your hands formed me and made every part of me. Then you turned to destroy me. Please remember that you made me out of clay and that you will return me to the dust again. Didn't you pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? Didn't you dress me in skin and flesh and weave me together with bones and tendons? You gave me life and mercy. Your watchfulness has preserved my spirit. But in your heart you hid these things. I know that this is what you did. If I sin, you watch me and will not free me from my guilt. How terrible it will be for me if I am guilty. If I am righteous, I dare not lift my head. I am filled with disgrace while I look on my misery. Like a proud, ferocious lion, you hunt me down. You keep working your miracles against me. You keep finding new witnesses against me. You keep increasing your anger toward me. You keep bringing new armies against me. Why did you take me out of the womb? I wish I had breathed my last breath before anyone had laid eyes on me. Then it would be just as if I had never existed, as if I had been carried from the womb to the tomb. Isn't my life short enough? So stop this and leave me alone. Let me smile a little before I go away to a land of darkness and gloom, to a dismal land of long shadows and confusion where light is as bright as darkness. I'll never return.
Well, beloved, today I'm going to focus on chapter 9, verses 22 through 24. Job said, "It is all the same. That is why I say he destroys both the man of integrity and the wicked. When a sudden disaster brings death, he makes fun of the despair of innocent people. The earth is handed over to the world. He covers the faces of its judges. If he isn't the one doing this, who is?" Well, Job is speaking a bit of truth here, but with a bit of emotional outburst as well. The truth is that disaster comes both to the wicked and the righteous. Another way to say that is that the rain, which is a good thing, falls upon the righteous and the unrighteous. Stuff happens. What Job is doing here is answering his friend's accusations that he must have done something wrong in order to be suffering as he is. The emotional outburst is when Job says that God makes fun of the despair of innocent people. Of course, that's not right. Remember, we have to read the Bible in the context of itself, and the preponderance of evidence is that God is not cruel, but loving. Then Job says that the earth is handed over to the wicked. Well, it's often true that wicked people seem to prosper in many different areas, money, power, talent, you name it. Well, good for them. As far as I'm concerned, let them prosper here on the earth because that's all they're going to get. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Well, beloved, my treasures are not here. My treasures are being laid up in heaven, where they're incorruptible. Beloved, where do you want your treasures? Let me know. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511, and if you're outside the U.S., be sure to dial +1 before that number. You can also comment at comment.lifespringmedia.com, and you can always email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow is Prophecy Friday. We'll read Isaiah 23 through 28.
Boost.
I have some people to thank today. First, Timothy LaFontaine is this episode's associate producer. He came in with a $100 donation with this note. He said, "Your work with this podcast has been a blessing in my life. It has borne fruit in me through a closer relationship and understanding of God, as well as a better foundation for defending and proclaiming God's word. Thank you, and God bless." Well, Tim, thank you for those kind words. Thank you. And Howie came in a couple of days ago with a $50 donation. Thank you for that, Howie. And Howie also donated some time and talent this past week in putting together a very nice downloadable PDF of this year's reading schedule, and I'll be posting that for you in a day or two. I'll let you know. So, Howie, thanks for that, too. Tim, Howie, I appreciate both of you guys, and I thank you. God bless you, brothers. And that's how it works, beloved. This show can only continue with your donation of time, talent, or treasure. I won't allow outside advertisers because with advertisers come content restrictions, because most of them don't want to be associated with the teaching of the uncompromised Word of God. Well, I will never compromise when it comes to presenting the truth of the gospel. And that's why I rely on you to help pay the bills and ensure that the good news is presented in its entirety. To help me do that, please go to lifespringmedia.com/support and take a look around. And then please pray and ask the Lord how He would have you help. Then do as He leads. lifespringmedia.com/support. All thank you, and I believe that God will bless you. The SoCal Harvest Crusade will be at Anaheim Stadium this coming Saturday and Sunday, November 5 and 6, 2022. I'll be attending on Saturday the 5th. Pastor Greg Laurie will have a message from the Word of God, and there will be several great bands there. This is something like the 30th annual SoCal Harvest event, and they're somewhat like Billy Graham used to do. Every year, thousands and thousands of people make a profession of faith. Back in 2005, Craig Patchett of the Godcast Podcast Network and I covered the event over a period of, I think it was 5 days. It was the first time anything like that had ever been done, as far as I know. This year, I'm looking forward to being there as a spectator. Now listen, if you're going to attend, let me know. And whether you can be there or not, please pray that people's hearts will be changed and that many people will come to know Jesus. My thanks and admiration go to Sister Kirsty, Brother Sean of San Pedro, and Sister Denise. They do so much to help out. That's the LifeSpring Media team. Thank you guys, and God bless you. If you have a comment on today's show, please call 951-732-8511. That's the LifeSpring Family Hotline. Or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I really do want to hear from you. If you receive value from the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, please do support it in proportion to the amount of value you receive. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for inviting me into your day. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.